New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Aha. 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 Welcome in to Act 2 on a Monday, December 16th edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast right here on Twitch. Typically, on a Monday, I'll get after it much sooner, but four dogs had to go potty. And, you know, I can't really hang with that. If they're like, I'm at their mercy, frankly. It's very important that they stay comfortable. You know, I pride myself on being the best dog owner on the planet. So four pooches want to go out. I take them for a walk. And four doggies go number one and two. All good. I know their schedule like a professional. You'd think for the amount of time that I spend with these dogs, I'd have that down. And I pretty much do. I pretty much do. All right. So that kind of took up my time in getting back to you. Bob says the right words. He says that was a long 30 minutes. No, you're right. In fact, I might make this a regular thing where when the show takes off for the 11 a.m. Workplace meeting, that I'm just going to make it a noon start for the back half of the show. A little less pressure. That way, they're not struggling, you know? Easy says, have you ever done that thing where you have a doggo right next to you, but you call them and act like they're not there to see what their reaction is? No, I've not done that. Molly greets this person known as CreamQueen_XO, who says, hello, I don't recognize the name. CreamQueen_XO. I don't think I've ever interacted with CreamQueen_XO, who writes hello and then heart eyes. Molly says, hey, I know you. So perhaps Molly introduced this show to CreamQueen_XO. There you go. That confirms it. Cream Queen says, yes, I'm a friend of Molly's. Molly says, yes, that's my friend. And that, well, that's very nice. Molly recommended the show to a friend. That's fucking amazing. That's how we grow the show. So I'm very excited to have you here. CreamQueen_XO. So the question everybody wants to know is, why do you call yourself Cream Queen? Because it sounds like it's nasty, you know? That's like something you'd see. I mean, it just seems weird, you know? I mean, people have questions. And so that's probably what a perfect thing to do than to introduce you to the audience and you to your introduction to the show by trying to get the lowdown on your name. But friend of Molly's, so you're friend of all of ours, so welcome to you. What was I going to talk about? Oh, my God. I just heard the craziest fucking story. So we start this staff meeting for the radio station at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And one of the people in the staff meeting, out of the blue, it was really weird because one of the people on the staff has a neck brace on because he just had like a surgery or something. And I think that the neck brace may have reminded her to tell this story, and it's a story about a pet. And I'm going to get out in front of it and let you know that the pet that I'm about to tell you about is now finishing up a trip to the Rainbow Bridge. The pet did not survive this. So if you are triggered by these types of stories, I mean, I'm just letting you know, I'll try to take it easy on the details on this. But this was so fucked up. But at the same time, I almost started laughing because the way she told it, it was hysterical. She's describing a person that's somehow affiliated with the radio station. I'm not even sure how. But Stevie says, why do you tell us these stories when you know we hate them? No, seriously, this has to be told. It's too fucked up to not tell. Okay? It really is. Cheryl, who owns a radio station, is telling us that somebody she knows, her pet, was having seizures. It's a dog. And the dog had to go. She's like, oh, no. Oh, my God. I got to get my dog to the 24-hour vet. And so she races the dog there. And the dog has a seizure right there and has not passed, but it has a seizure. And I don't know how this happened. But the pet owner picked up her dog while it was seizing and somehow broke the dog's neck. Okay? And we're like, what the fuck? How could this possibly be? So we don't know. The theory is perhaps the dog had damaged its back or its neck from seizing, and then, like, when she picked it up, it went, but, yeah, it was like Superman killing Bane. No, wait a minute. I'm fucking that up. It was like Batman killing Bane. Superman didn't kill Bane. So the dog did not die, though, and but then right there, they sent the dog to the Rainbow Bridge. Fucking terrible. And then... So for some reason, the story's being told, and I'm like, what the fuck? How could this possibly be? And I had the urge to crack up at the story for some reason, which is really out of my comfort zone. But I had to actually cover my mouth like this because I think I was going, oh, my God, are you fucking kidding me? Someone says, is this coming from Flint, Michigan? Maureen says that. Talk about me bringing down a room. Well, yeah, I mean, come on. Well, my story, I think, had some, I mean, astonishment to it. You just kind of go, hey, okay, my final word is I saw 4 dead dogs today. All right, that's it. Come on now. Give me a break. I will be on TV tomorrow. This is what the plan is. I don't think this is going to affect podcasting at all tomorrow because the TV appearance on Fox 17, if you want to watch it, if you're watching either on the good old-fashioned plain regular TV or online later on or something like that, they are going to have me on Fox 17 to discuss the great food giveaway and how we need people to show up and get the food and get the free feminine hygiene products and the free dog food and all that shit. Once again, Venmo at Eric. Hold on, fuck this up. At Eric dash Zeitunian. Venmo at Eric dash Zeitunian. Thank you. We need $220 to hit the goal of $3,634. Together, we've raised $3,414 to pay for 150 Christmas meals for underprivileged people. No questions asked. It's going to be fantastic. Anything extra we will use to purchase feminine hygiene products. I just got word that my son-in-law, Justin, will be there. So the eye candy will be in attendance. Update on our beloved Detroit Lions. So remember I told you that a couple players that were important got hurt? Well, first of all, you had the one guy who broke his leg in half on the field. That is yet another person on the team whose leg was broken in half. Earlier in the game, the guy Carlton Davis went down, and they thought it was like a head injury or something like that. And then the guy that came in for him, his leg broke in a million pieces. What the fuck did I say? Khalil Dorsey. So the backup breaks his leg in half, but the guy Carlton Davis, he's done for the year. He suffered a broken jaw. And the big dude in the middle, the defensive lineman, Aleem McNeil, he tore his ACL. The Lions' injuries are so bad this year that not only are they done for this year, but they're done for next year, too. My God, I was talking with the folks during the staff meeting. I said, yeah, I'm pretty bummed out about this. And I need somebody to talk me through it. And they're trying to do so. But I don't know if it's even possible. It's so upsetting to me for them to have all of these injuries. Jeremy says, more Lions devastation. Running back David Montgomery is now out indefinitely. He suffered a knee injury. He's undergoing additional testing to his knee, including a second opinion, but he might be lost for the season. What the fuck? Holy shit. My God. It's actually unfortunate at this point that we're making the playoffs. Because these guys are so damn injured. Thank you for the tip, Jeremy. Rich says defensive guys are a dime a dozen. Really? As long as Goff and St. Brown are good, they'll be okay. Yeah, I don't know, guys. Come on. I don't see this turning positively. Fuck me. Oh, my God. All right. New moves on display this weekend in the old EZ household. Just when you thought my ding-dong was completely useless. At our house, it was like that commercial, when you never know when the moment's going to hit. Totally happened. It totally happened. So I said to Pooh Bear, I go, I'm ready to show off my new moves. And she was like, I don't think you have any new moves. And I said, no, I totally do have new moves. And she said, I hope that one of these new moves involves you shaving this mess. That's the type of romance that we bring to the table. When you're with the same person since 1988, that's the level of romance that you get. Okay? And I said, look, I'm very proud of my pubic hair, and I like it that way. Thank you. And that's the new style. She says, no, it's not. I said, well, it was like that forever when we first started dating. And she goes, I don't care. I don't like it anymore. I go, well, yeah, but I hate having to get rid of it. Clogs the drain. This big silver gray muff in the bottom of the shower, for God's sake. So after that, things kind of worked out for the best. And here's the thing with me. When lovemaking is done in the easy household, there is no pesky mess to worry about. Because of the absurd medicines that I'm currently taking to shrink my prostate gland, which makes it so that There is no post-coitus mess to worry about. Welcome to our latest audience member, Cream Queen underscore XO. Sometimes the content goes in this direction. Chris says, why don't you call her now to discuss? Nothing worse than that, apart from when you call when you're arguing with her. LOL. Maureen says, no wet spots in the bed. Tyler says, clean up the bush easy. Queen of the Forest doesn't like picking silver fox pubes out of her teeth. Chris says, wait, is Cream Queen your wife? No, no, she's a brand new audience member, thanks to Molly. She's pretty cool, though. She's down. I mean, she's already survived this type of conversation, so I think she's fine. All right. Okay. This power couple is now no more. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Who didn't see this coming? I want to know how they became a thing in the first place. I mean, she might be one of the prettiest Hollywood starlets that there is. And this guy looks like a fucking homeless dude wearing a silver suit with AIDS. How was she ever attracted to this fucking psychopath in the first place is what I want to know. I guess she, look at these two. Okay, what a mismatch. This dude, what a fucking twat. She looks like the type of woman, though, who might be into, like, worshiping Dracula or something like that, you know? God, what a weird-ass-looking couple. She used to be with, was it Brian Austin Green? And I think they have kids together. She's got like a ton of kids. But she looks like she's never had a kid. That makes people sick, by the way. All right, well, I think that's it. He shared what appeared to be a message via social media 2 days following the news that he and his pregnant fiance, Megan Fox, have split. Machine Gun Kelly, described here as a musician. I think we can say that loosely, right? He's not really a musician. I mean, I couldn't tell you one of his songs. His actual performance of the song Last Christmas from NBC's A Motown Christmas is available right now. It aired on Peacock on December 11th and is currently streaming. Hours earlier, Megan Fox's ex-husband, Brian Austin Green, who I think I know who that is, took a dig at MGK. Those two have 3 children together. Green says, I didn't even know. Green told TMZ when asked about their breakup while out in, how do you say it? Calabasas, California on Thursday. How old is she? He's in his 30s, isn't he? But in your 30s, like, fuck, grow up. Like, she's pregnant. I just want the best for her. I want the best for the baby. I want the best for our kids. That's a shame. Okay, I guess he was on Beverly Hills 90210. He's now engaged to Sharna Burgess from Dancing with the Stars. And they have a son called Zane. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, fuck this guy. Oh my God. This is Megan Fox while pregnant. Holy shit. What the fuck? I feel dirty just looking at that. Tofus with a great question. How is Machine Gun Kelly and Motown related? Molly says, I'm over him. He's a douchebag. He also says she's all fake. Jeremy says she was way hotter 10 years ago. Chris says, Machine Gun Kelly, doesn't he sing that song about Jelly Dog? Okay, yeah, that all sounds ridiculous to me. I've never heard of any of that. Chris is the same thing. She looks like she's made of plastic. Her looks don't make up for her shit attitude. She's got a shit attitude? What are you talking about? How do you know that? How do you know that her attitude's horrible? Linda says he way outkicked the coverage. He absolutely did. I think maybe she's one of those chicks who likes the bad boy. Or she's addicted to fame or something like that. Tofus says people who worked with her said she sucks. All right, well, whatever. Okay, I want to move on and talk a little bit about this story about numerous drones appearing over New Jersey. And some of these drones are smaller. Some are larger, like the size of a car. Pretty interesting. There's a lot of lights in the sky that people are seeing, and they're wondering what the hell is going on. Now, this is all from my brain. I read a lot of this, and I'm not going to sit here and read it to you. I'm just going to tell you what I know. So at first, I was like, well, what is this? What could possibly be going on here? And there's one conspiracy theory about this that for some reason makes the most sense to me. By the way, Darla, you got to see Darla. Okay, you see O'Neill and Bruce sleeping on each other. And then Darla, she had her head down. She was sleeping, but apparently me moving woke her up. Uh-oh, she just started squeaking too. If she starts squeaking, that's a problem. We might get interrupted. So all these drones everywhere you turn at night, I mean, they're like very prevalent, flying in off the water, sometimes just hovering over various areas. And hold on.
Honey, no, please.
Tofus says the drone thing is stupid. I hear shit all the time. Near Albany about drones now. Reminds me of the stupid clown thing back in 2016. Okay, so the U.S., the government saying we don't know what's going on. Local authorities say we don't know what's going on. And these things are hard to detect. They're very evasive and hard to, that's all we know. And also, by the way, what you see online, usually there's some fake stories and fake videos out there. There's a lot of fake shit about these drones. But the one thing that came up that someone said that the type of drones that are up there have been identified as the type of drones that are used to identify gamma rays. Like they use these types of drones and the technology that's very, very new to like hover around nuclear power plants to see if there's any type of energy being emitted where it shouldn't be, various parts of the plant, so that they know if there's a leak, okay? So if that were the case, if these are used to detect gamma rays and various bits of energy leak, plutonium and things like that, what that was leading people to speculate was that a dirty bomb had gotten into an unsavory individual's hands. And this was the government's way by dispatching as many of these devices as they could to try to find anything emitting or tracers or markings or a trail of any type of gamma energy or things like that. And they could maybe pinpoint where, in fact, the dirty bomb is. So that technology is a thing. However, the people that made that technology, I forget the name of the company. It's stupid and pointless to look it up. The guy who invented that and his company is behind that technology on the drone said, these are not ours. These are not our pieces of equipment. So that is not true. But for some reason, I can't shake that idea that there is some type of dirty bomb. I mean, if you think about it, what are drones used for? To observe, right? To look out. To keep an eye on something. So, I don't know, man. For some reason, that's sticking in my brain. Bob says it's all advertising stunt for the Red Hulk movie. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's true either. Tophus says, so they're looking for the Incredible Hulk. Yeah, I hope it's that simple. I hope someone doesn't actually have a dirty bomb. Tophus says, that's all we need, a dirty bomb going off when we have Trump in office. Because if I'm not mistaken, that is basically radioactive material being blown up in a conventional style. And all of the horrible things that come out of that cause everybody to get fucking cancer. And then it's a shit show. Darla is upset. And I am now going to go and get her. And this will be the start of what will be an uncomfortable bit on the podcast where we have to satiate her and calm her down. Bear with me. This will buy us a little bit of time. And then she's going to get fidgety, and I'm going to have to go and take her down. Now, look, listen, when we went for the walk, she went number one. She went number two. She had a snack. She's got a full belly. Here, look at everybody again. So this is my life. Oops. Maybe she's upset about the breakup between Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. In some community in Philadelphia, these two have decided to tie the knot. They're 102 years old and 100 years old. Marjorie Fitterman is 102. And Bernie Littman is 100. They fell in love after they moved to the same floor of a living facility in Philadelphia. They are the world's oldest newlyweds. You might think, well, Jesus, I mean, why bother? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that these two right here are looking at each other very longingly, and they look to be happy. This guy right here probably has more ability to make semen than I do. That's disgusting. That really bums me out. I'm 54 years old, and this guy can probably blast better than me.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She looks to be in pretty good shape. So does he. I wonder if they have to have the conversation ahead of time about sex, you know? I mean, if she has, like, no intention of ever having sex and he does, you have to kind of discuss that, right? Or maybe she's the horny one and he's like, ah, fuck that shit. I don't want to do this. I imagine she's quite dry. All right, now I'm going to go put you down because you look like you're yawning. And, well, you are yawning. And you need to go to bed, all right? Say goodbye.
It's night-night time.
Oops. A little luck. Kenny says maybe he has the same issue as you, though. Tyler with the joke, I'm sure she requires an assistive device to sit on his face. Some horrible comments. The joke from Jeremy, he's giving it to her doggy style, and his balls are scraping against the bed. Well, anyway. A little bit more about these two. According to Guinness, the couple could have crossed paths early in life when they both attended the University of Pennsylvania. Littman became an engineer. Fitterman became a teacher. They were both married to their first partners for over 60 years. So there you go. The pair holds a record for the oldest couple to marry with their combined ages of 202 years. And 271 days. Holy shit. All right. There's a dude who won the Heisman Trophy. His name is Travis Hunter. And I hadn't really followed this at all. He goes to Colorado with Deion Sanders. And, like, he's great on offense and great on defense. You know, he's like catching passes, and then on defense, he's a great defensive back. Well, I fell in love with this dude. Watch this. He's his dad couldn't be there to see the trophy presentation, so watch this.
My father, he's not here to be able to make it, but I know you're watching on TV. Dad, I love you. All the stuff you went through, man. I look at your oldest son. I did this for you, man.
Oh, I wonder what happened to Dad. He says, Dad, all that you went through. I think it starts, I think that's Dad there, who Dad looks like he's very, very young. In fact, his son looks like he's older than him.
My father, he's not here to be able to make it, but I know you're watching on TV. Dad, I love you. All the stuff you went through, man.
Yeah, he looks like the guy on Sanford and Son who used to eat rabbits.
I look at your oldest son. I did this for you, man. All the times that you didn't get to see me. When the time you came to see my games.
It's a good thing he's getting paid a lot of money next year in the NFL because that's the only way he's going to be able to get pussy.
From not seeing probably two games in high school to seeing me on TV every weekend and coming to see me, man. That means so much to me. I know you wanted to be here and you can't. But trust me, I got you. I'm bringing the trophy home. I love you.
Okay. All right. So everybody's happy about that. His mom spoke. And people were making a big deal because she said in this clip that he was an accident.
He's in trouble. He's still never.
Okay. You're going to have to crank up the volume. Let me make sure I got my volume up as loud as it can go. Because somebody like recorded this. Right off the TV. So I apologize for the low volume. Wait a minute, hold on a second here. I think he was in jail for 90 days. Okay. All right. Here's that clip with mom.
I'm serious, so it's like, I love the person that he is, but I'm also grateful that because what they said was my biggest mistake turned out to be the biggest blessing. So there.
Okay, she's saying what they said was a mistake turned out to be a blessing. All right, but I think she says more there.
It just goes to show you. You can make mistakes, but that does not define who you are.
Okay, yeah, she definitely is implying that this guy is a mistake.
And I'm so excited for him, but I'm also so excited for all the people that's behind him. Mm-hmm. All the people that look up to him and see that he is just, you can do it. That doesn't matter if you fall. I'm also so excited for all the people that's behind him and see that he is just, you can do it. That doesn't matter if you fall, get back up. You only fail when you stop.
So she's saying, you're a mistake, but you didn't let that stop you.
This is for the strong moms out there because you have just spoken truth to all of us.
Okay, she's saying this is for the strong moms out there. Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
Now look at me. Well, I just want to say this is for the strong moms out there because you have just spoken truth to all of us. Thank you.
Well, so you're saying that she just spoke truth to all of us? Like, this woman just said that her son's a mistake. So I don't know about that. Chris said he just sent me something. What is this? Travis Hunter's dad has already said why he skipped the Heisman ceremony. Let's see. He, okay, hang on a second. I almost messed this up. My bad. Colorado sensation was named to be the best player in college football. His acceptance speech was filled with emotion. 21-year-old struggled to keep his cool when he started talking about his father, Travis Hunter Sr. All the times you couldn't see me, blah, blah, blah. Travis had made it clear earlier this month that he would not be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. Let's see. On December 5th, he was released from the Palm Beach. He was? I thought you were kidding. Palm Beach County West Detention Center. Travis Sr. had been sentenced to 90 days. God damn it. Behind bars in September after being arrested last year. The charges he faced have not been public. All right, so it could have been anything. Could have been like unpaid parking tickets. I hope nobody's making a big deal about that. It isn't going to matter, you know? At the end of the day, this guy is going to make so much fucking money. It's going to be intense. But I would want to talk with the mom and say, Mom, on national TV, you just called me a mistake. All right, stay right there. I'm going to go figure out what's going on with Darla. She's losing her you-know-what again. I'm going to take a brief break, and I will come back and continue this show. But I don't want to keep her waiting. There's something going on. Not sure what, but I'll be right back. Stared at me. I let her outside, and she just stares at me. My God. Word of the wise, if you want to buy a pre-lit Christmas tree on Amazon, it might not be what it seems, and I don't know why this is. Pooh Bear decided that she wanted a pre-lit Christmas tree. Now, the Christmas tree that we have, that we have here right now is fine. There's like nothing wrong with it. But she got it into her brain that she wanted a pre-lit Christmas tree. Due in part to my daughter, her and Justin got a pre-lit Christmas tree. So my wife is all about, for some reason, keeping up with her daughter, which is unbelievable. And so Jackie gets a pre-lit Christmas tree. That means mom's got to get one. By the way, Jackie's getting an Apple Watch. She already has one. She's getting a new Apple Watch. Mom's like, I need one too. These two, I swear to God. So she's like, oh, well, we gotta get a pre-lit Christmas tree. I go, well, what's wrong with the one we have? I don't like it. So that's probably going to be given away. So if somebody needs a Christmas tree, it's massive. It's a huge fucking Christmas tree. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with this thing. But she wants this Christmas tree, this pre-lit one. So she orders it. It shows up. We open the box. It's a Christmas tree. But it's not pre-lit. I go, did you order a pre-lit one? Yes. She shows me. I go, well, yeah, you sure did. She goes, it's not right. I go, all right. So we box that one up, put it in the garage. It's got to be sent back. She orders another one. It's supposed to get here last Saturday. It does not show up. So she's pissed off. She wants her Christmas tree up. So we put the old one up. And you know what? It looks awesome. So then the one that she was supposed to get that's late, the second one, pre-lit tree, the first one was not pre-lit. Second one shows up and it's damaged and not pre-lit. So now we have two box Christmas trees in the garage. We have $500 in Christmas trees in our garage. And the one we have up right now is the same one we've used for the last 5 years. Heads up, Darla's in here. She's probably going to raise five kinds of hell. Listen, I'm just going to tell you right now that if she starts acting up again, I'm going to put her in the kennel. Goddamn. Took her out there. She didn't even do anything. She just looks at me. Like, what do you want? Kenny says, I've gotten tons of incorrect stuff from Amazon recently. It's getting ridiculous. IMKO says, I just came back. Did you see the news about David Montgomery? Yes, I did. We just had that shared with us. Thank you very much to Jeremy. Yeah, it's looking like Knuckles might be out. My God, this Lions season can't end soon enough. Concerning the guy, Travis Hunter, who won the Heisman, Chris says, I'm bummed for the Boise running back. He almost broke the rushing record, even when he sat a ton because they killed everyone. LOL. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right, let's move on. Let's see. God, there was a in and around near where Kenny lives, there was a crazy, crazy accident. This is in Lebanon, Tennessee. And my God, there's multiple angles of this. This is like an area right in the center of the town. It's not a big community. And some idiot was speeding. And this area right here is like right at the center of town. This is, you know, where you have the roundabout like you have. And maybe this little park space, well lit. And that's probably a statue of like the person who founded the town or some guy who's racist that they love there in Lebanon. That wouldn't surprise me a bit, considering most people in Tennessee are really racist. Well, the car was going at a high rate of speed. And let's pick it up. Wow. I mean, that is some serious speed. The Bo and Luke Duke action on that deal. I was hoping for more hang time, but that's still pretty great. I wish it would have hit the statue, though. You know, it cleared it. It was to the side of it, so the statue was not harmed. I thought he was going to get more air in that, frankly. There were two people in the car. They were both pretty beat up. Not sure what brought it on. I think there is another angle, too, from the cops. They actually went down the street and got more footage. So check this out. Look at the speed. My God, if you're listening to the audio podcast, you must see this. This is incredible video. You get the run-up. He's like Evil Knievel approaching the big jump. Wow, that is well north of 100 miles an hour. And then boom. Wow. Phew. My God. It's a miracle nobody was killed. Not sure. It makes you wonder. Oops. Was this like a blackout drunk scenario or something like that? Or I cannot imagine. Damn, that is a serious crash to be sure. Man. Bad injuries all around. There's a quote from witnesses on one of those. He was okay and said, "You got me, I'm drunk. You got me, I'm drunk." All right. I cannot wait during the Patreon to give you the story of Joy Milne. You have not heard of the lady Joy Milne. She's still alive today. And she works with some of the local organizations in and around the country of Australia, because she has the ability, I'm not making it up, to smell Parkinson's. I saw this on my favorite spot online, Quora or Qora. I can never remember which one it is. And she can smell if a person has Parkinson's disease. Kind of like perhaps, like a dog. Have you ever heard of like an animal being able to smell cancer? She has the ability, this is a superpower in my opinion, to smell Parkinson's. And I cannot wait to tell you this story. There's even a documentary about this woman. I'm fucking so impressed with this. This has to be the closest thing to actual a person with some type of supernatural ability. Except it's not in strength. It's in her nose. And she doesn't have an alarmingly large nose. And that's why it makes me wonder. I wonder if perhaps maybe I can smell deadly disease. Because you remember how I told you about how that when I got into that fight with my wife about my clothes being dirty, and I said, my clothes smell like mold. And she says, I do not smell them. I said, well, they do to me. They are moldy. Something bad happened. And then it led to a fight when I said, why don't you learn how to do the laundry? And boy, did I get in trouble for that one. That was so bad, in fact, that I haven't gotten into a fight with her since then, but it still like stings, that one. That was many, many weeks ago when I said that. Which, by the way, I may be dead. I want you to know this. I am dreading this conversation with Pooh Bear, because about 3 weeks ago, the folks from Q100 said, EZ, instead of doing your normal 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. show, would you be able to do 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve? So instead of morning chill, will you do middays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.? And I said, well, yeah, it's fine. I don't care. No big deal. Well, then time passed, and my pal Christian Blatt, who I do the Who Are These Broadcasters podcast with every Tuesday, he said, EZ, do you want to do a Christmas Eve podcast at 2 p.m.? And I said, yeah, actually, I can do that. I'm going to do my 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift for the radio station, and then I'll do your podcast. And then just yesterday, Pooh Bear said, okay, I've made my plans for Christmas. I go, okay, what's going on? And she says, we are doing everything on Christmas Eve. We are having a brunch here that'll start at about 11 a.m. And then after that, we will be opening Christmas presents with the family. And I said, okay. I go, so what time do you think we'll be done at? Now, at this point, I have forgotten that the radio station wants me to work 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm thinking I just have to do the podcast at 2 p.m. She says, why? I said, well, Christian wants the podcast at 2 p.m. And she goes, no. She goes, that's Christmas Eve, no podcasting. And I went, all right. So then I reached out to Christian. I said, buddy, we can't do it. She called me a cock and no podcasting. This is orders from the top. So that was that. And then today I'm sitting here and I remembered, oh, fuck. I still have to do that radio show 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's even worse than the podcasting thing because that's during the actual brunch slash opening of the gifts. Now, this puts me in a bit of a pickle because, as I told you, I told the radio station people that I could do this like 2.5-3 weeks ago. And so it had already been decided. I committed to it. I shouldn't say decided. I told them I could help them. And so now this news comes about, and I fully expect when I tell her this news that this is going to be a huge problem. Now, the only thing that I can maybe navigate my way through this is because on that radio show, there'll be 10, 15, 20 minutes where I don't speak. Where I just get up here and I talk for 40 seconds and say, yeah, that was Tom Petty. Sorry, he's dead. Blue Oyster Cult is next. And then, boom, hit the commercials. That's it. So I think perhaps I can convince her that it's not. And it's not a big deal. This is not a big deal. I can be two places at once as what I'm telling you. Kenny with a great idea. Just keep excusing yourself to go use the bathroom, LOL. Okay. So what would you do? Would you be upfront with her? Or would you do like Kenny and just keep excusing? Hey, oh, my stomach. Oh, I'll be right back. And make it so that I'm taking like 12 dumps during the brunch Christmas gift opening. Linda says you have to tell her. I think you're right. I think that that's the best option. Because if she were to catch me that, and like I was in here doing that, she'd yell motherfucker or something while I'm on the air. It's better to be honest, Tophus says. Fact is much funnier than fiction. Yeah, you have to be honest. Kenny says diarrhea for the win. I vote you do the 90s sitcom routine and come up with some elaborate excuse where you try to juggle both the job and your family without your wife knowing. That's fantastic. Chris says Christmas trees don't grow on trees. Got to pay the bills. Yeah, I got to get up there and buy your three Christmas trees. That would get me in so much trouble. Don't encourage that. Megan says, have her come to Irvine's or Beltline Bar on Friday and tell her in front of us. Then she can't yell at you. Yeah, I don't know, man. She won't believe diarrhea, says Matt. She knows you'll just dump that on the kitchen floor. Sick bastard. Have A-I-E-Z do the radio show, LOL. No, I'm just going to be honest with her and say, look, I committed to this before you said anything. Okay. Well, stay tuned. I'm going to tell her this news in 2 hours when she gets home from work. All right. Hopefully she'll take it well. Okay. Thank you, Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. If you have tree issues, call them. In West Michigan, 616-828-8225 or online at KuiperTreeCare.com. KuiperTreeCare.com. Got a roofing specialist. When you're ready to get a new roof, call upon Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com, 616-844-5382. Thank you so much to Werner Roofing for being on board with this show, and thank you to all of you for calling them. When you're ready to explore getting a new roof, they've got financing available. You can finance that thing for 10 years. It's like you didn't even know it happened. It's all set up for you. WernerRoofing.com. Don't forget about Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. That's where great food giveaway number 5 happens. Friday at Irvine's. E-R-V-I-N-E-S. ERVines.com. Servicing all cars, EVs, hybrids, with free loaner cars for you. If you need more information, you can just call 616-532-6600 for Irvines.com. A&E Heating and Cooling, that would be Joe Martinez. They installed a new furnace for me. They can do the same thing for you. Perhaps you're going to keep your furnace. There's just something the matter with it. Joe can help you get that thing repaired. 616-516-8579, as always, for A&E Heating and Cooling. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. No matter where you are in the U.S., call upon them at 231-332-6505 to get you started on getting pre-approved for your mortgage. 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. The asshole of the day is now. Who is it going to be? I'm not sure. Again, I always struggle with who and what. We talked about the Lions. We talked about, I know who to do it. I know who to do it. Just because I don't like the way he looks. Machine Gun Kelly is the asshole of the day. Congratulations. You've had to have done something to have earned it. All right. Bob blames the says the asshole of the day are the injured Lions. Yeah, I don't know if we can take people who got hurt and make them asshole of the day. Linda says Lion haters. Well, hopefully we don't have any of those around here. Would I be described as a Lion doubter as of right now? Yes, absolutely. I am 100% a Lion doubter, and I hope I am wrong on that. That is my time. That is the Eric Zane Show podcast for today. The Patreon is up in a little while. Talk to you then, folks. Thank you for being here, and bye-bye.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.